Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to learn how a Minnesota company has been helping to support our Yellow Ribbon and Veteran Service Organizations across the state of Minnesota for many years. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
It goes without saying that mothers play an important role in our lives. They offer love and give us the strength to persevere when the going gets tough. In the military, we have mothers who serve proudly. They are dedicated, hardworking women who conquer the challenges of balancing military and family life while serving our country. And let us not forget all of the Gold Star mothers. These extraordinary women endure loss and pain that most of us will never know. Their children made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, and we are forever grateful. This Mother's Day, I want to thank all of the mothers and grandmothers out there. Your sacrifice and support are essential to accomplishing our mission. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. We're pleased to welcome back to the show this year some gentlemen from Federal Premium Ammunition, which is located up in Anoka, Minnesota, and has been there almost 100 years. Joining us today is Eric Carlson, the Senior Operations Director, and Dennis Angel, who worked there for many years, is retired now, and of course, he's one of our favorite Marines that you've all heard on the show before. Eric and Denny, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Eric, you've been on the show before, but I think a lot of our listeners might not be, hopefully they all know Federal Premium Ammo, but can you tell us, you've been up in Anoka there for nearly 100 years.
Yeah, Federal Cartridge was founded in 1922, again in the city of Anoka, which at that time was on the very outskirts of the Twin Cities. Today, though, the city's completely around the facility. We have about 175 acres with about 800,000 square feet that's under roof for us to either make product or store the components. So today, you know, when you look, we've grown up now. We're one of the largest ammunition manufacturers of sporting ammunition, and we're building everything from rimfire to shot shell, you know, centerfire handgun, rifle, and even lots of different muzzleloader products.
And you've been hiring a lot of veterans the last few years.
Yeah, we have. They're a good fit in our organization. We're manufacturing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that's all 168 hours in a week we're staffing it up. And, you know, every couple hours we get a semi of ammunition that we're shipping out to our customers who, you know, it's anywhere from your commercial market to your law enforcement, military, and your government. But, you know, in the staff we have today, there's about 1,300 employees that are making the ammunition with about 12% of them veterans.
And Eric, I understand the American Legion gave you an award last year.
Right. So we were lucky enough to be awarded the Employee of Veterans Award from, again, American Legion, and which is a great honor. You know, we're proud of it, and so is all our employees.
Dennis, I want to come back to you. I think it seems to me their production went way up after you retired, but that's another matter to discuss.
I'm sure of that.
You also serve on the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and Federal Premium has been supporting the MMFF for many years. Can you give us a little background on that?
Oh, absolutely. I would say probably it's got to be 8 or 9 years ago. Actually, I met you, Tom, at my very first golf outing, and learned a little bit about the MMFF, went home, learned a little bit more online. I went to Federal and shared what I learned about the MMFF, and since then, Federal has, I'll use the word, adopted the MMFF as one of their many favorite charities.
And Eric, of course, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation provides grants to Minnesota military families who suffer a financial emergency due to service to country, and I think when you and some other folks up at Federal found out about that, I want to thank you. You jumped in quick, and you've been helping us every year so that we can do some fundraising so we can take care of those grant requests.
Yeah, hope it's been great.
Dennis, I want to come back to you. In addition to Federal Premium helping the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, they help a lot of other organizations, and one of them is a summer camp that happens up at Camp Ripley every year for military kids. Can you tell us a little about that?
Oh, absolutely. I had the opportunity to visit Camp Ripley along with the radio media. I went up there with you, as a matter of fact, Tom, with a lot of the different media when they had their media weekend. And at that time, I learned about their youth camp shooting program. I found out that at the time they were struggling to get ammo like everyone was. And I came back to Federal and said, hey, we could really help these folks out if we could come up with some 22 shells for their youth shooting program. And that's exactly what Federal did. And that started about 5 or 6 years ago. And as a matter of fact, we will be delivering about 15 cases of 22s up to Camp Ripley again this summer when their camp program starts.
And they're well supervised up there by some volunteers from the Minnesota National Guard out in the ranges. So those young folks can learn how to shoot safely. And I don't think they had any funds to buy the ammo. So once again, we want to thank Federal Premium for chipping in and allowing that to happen.
You bet. Thank you.
Eric, something else I want to talk about, and that is Minnesota Military Radio. We've had you on the show a number of times, and we have a couple of special shows every year. Every Memorial Day, we do a three-hour live show, and Veterans Day, we do some special stuff. And Federal Premiums has stepped up and helped us to publicize those things. And you've been a great support on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. I don't know how to thank you enough for jumping on that and helping us.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing for a company to be able to help out. You know, we give over to 23 different charitable events, and Dennis helps us pick the right ones, you know, because there's lots, but this one aligns with us well.
Well, we appreciate the support, and the station does as well, and it allows us to have on this year on Memorial Day. We'll be live on the air from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and we're going to have Chaplain Wynn on the first hour, and Commissioner Herkey the second hour, and our Adjutant General from Minnesota the third hour, along with our former Adjutant General, who's now out in Washington, D.C., and is the Director of the Guard Bureau, three-star general, now General Jensen. So we're going to have a fun show on Memorial Day, and once again, I want to thank you for that. We're speaking to Eric Carlson, Senior Operations Director at Federal Premium Ammunition, and our local Marine, Dennis Angel, on Minnesota Military Radio. Dennis, I know there's another event that has been going on for years, and it's called the Honor Flight. Can you explain that to us quickly?
Oh, absolutely. The Honor Flight is the flight that goes from Minneapolis to Washington, D.C. There are 86 veterans who are recognized. Each veteran is accompanied by what the Twin Cities Honor Flight refers to as a guardian. So there's a one-to-one ratio with these veterans. Some of them are... The flights are now filling up mostly with Korea veterans. There's still a few World War II. We have a lot of World War II veterans still with us. However, they need to be healthy enough to take the trip, and that's why the numbers of World War II veterans are dropping off a little bit. But yes, that flight is very exciting. They struggled. They didn't have a flight last year because of COVID, but I know I spoke with Jerry Kreiser this morning, as a matter of fact, the founder of the Twin Cities Honor Flight, and he's very excited about moving on. If I may also mention, next year is Federal's 100th anniversary, and there's discussions right now about having an honor flight for possibly some of the World War II veterans.
Well, that'd be great, and I know Federal Premium has helped with that event. Sergeant Ben and I went on that flight a few years ago and did some interviews, and those veterans get up about 4 o'clock in the morning, get out to the airport, get on the flight, off they go, and spend the whole day going to all of those memorials out in Washington, D.C., have some dinner, come back, get back late in the evening. There's usually a whole group of people to welcome them back. I thought before we went they'd get all tired out. They come back and they're all fired up, aren't they?
You would think that they would sleep the entire way back, but it's not. It's like a frat party.
And, of course, can you explain to our listeners, Federal Premium has helped to provide some of the costs for doing that.
They've done that every year for the last probably 8 years. That's correct.
And those veterans have a great day and a great flight. And, of course, Jerry Kreiser, he and his wife done a great job on Honor Flight Twin Cities to put that together. And it was kind of fun to go along as a radio show. So, Eric, I wanted to come back to you. We've just got about a minute left, but you've been, I think, at Dennis's urging, and because of Federal wanting to take care of a lot of organizations here, you've been helping to support ammo and silent auction items for disabled American veterans, the paralyzed veterans of America, Vietnam veterans of America. Occasionally, we see some items coming out of your employee store out there to help raise some money for these organizations. It's hard for me to explain, but I've talked to all of these organizations, and they're always doing some fundraising so they can help disabled veterans, paralyzed veterans. The money always goes to a good cause. How do you feel about you're constantly, this guy's constantly asking you for ammo and money, and is he getting to be a pastor? How's that working?
There's always caller ID, so that helps sort of pick the time. But it's great. We make awesome products. You know, the ammo plus, we have Vista Outdoor with all these outdoor products. And at Anoka, we have a big company store. And things we have, we can help give out to all these different charities. And it's great for us. And we're proud of it. It puts our name out there in the community. And we make awesome products.
Well, thank you, sir. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Federal Premium Ammunition on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we've been talking to Federal Ammo out of Anoka, Minnesota. And we have Eric Carlson, the Senior Operations Director, on. And he was sharing with us that it's a big facility up there, been there almost 100 years. They've been employing veterans, and they're always looking for good employees that want to have a good career job. So keep that in mind, Federal Ammo in Anoka, Minnesota. And joining us now, along with Eric, is Brian Kelvington, who's the Media Director for Federal Ammo. Brian, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Brian, you must have just a great job. You get to talk about all these fun outdoor stuff and ammo and help the company sell them. And, of course, today, everybody in the market's buying up your stuff as fast as they can get it.
Yeah, that's true. But we still have to maintain presence across all the different media channels so that our name stays out there and people don't forget us ever.
So can you give us an idea? What's the spread of products that you're marketing, and how do you sell those?
Sure, absolutely. We use a variety of channels, whether it be television, broadcast, web, print magazines, you know, podcasts, all the new media as well. So we orchestrate a plan every year to select various partners to provide information and entertainment across, like I said, all the channels that educate and also entertain consumers on all of our product lines, which include centerfire rifle, pistol, rimfire, and of course shot shell.
So that's got to be a lot of you got a good job, Brian.
it is a fun job, and it only matches my passion for the outdoors. So
very good. And Eric, I wanted to ask you about that. We've been fighting this COVID-19 pandemic for the last year. Has that affected your people? Has that affected your production? I know you're the users of your products. The one thing they can do is go outside and shoot.
Yeah, we have a big facility and we can separate. So we've controlled COVID. We wear masks, follow the CDC guidelines in the state, and we've kept our employees focused and safe and able to plow through the CDC restrictions.
And, Eric, we've been talking today about some of the organizations that Federal Premium sponsors and helps here in Minnesota. And you've got just down the road from your facility, one of our network stations is Bob FM 106.1. Neil Freeman's the GM down there, and they've helped the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and all kinds of organizations. Seems like every day I turn them on, they're helping somebody else. But you help them with an annual promotion that they do every year for a Country Salute CD. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, for the last 5 years, we've been helping give money to Bob to create that CD, which goes out to a good cause. We also hire airtime to help us hire employees. So we've had a good relationship, and Brian, even beyond just the operations.
Yep, and then, you know, just a kind of hit on that CD. It's using local country western talent here in Minnesota, and so where those folks get an opportunity to speak to the regional through their artistry, and then that we support that through a financial contribution for that production of that CD.
Yeah, they actually donate those songs every year, and I think they just did their seventh year. And then the station puts everything together with some contributions or donations from local businesses such as Federal Ammo. To help put that out, and then they sell it through the local Cub stores, and all the proceeds go to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and tribute to the troops. Our listeners know Minnesota Military Family. We've talked about that in the first segment. Tribute to the Troop is an organization that raises funds, and they provide some financial support to the children of the fallen, to the children of people who have fallen in duty in the United States. So it's a wonderful organization, Bob FM and good companies like Federal Ammo that help raise those funds. We can't thank you enough for helping with those efforts to take care of our military families and those military children. So you guys are doing a great job.
And you also have to thank the people that go out and buy that CD and enjoy it. And also, you know, because those dollars, too, go right to the troops as well.
They do, and Neil Freeman and all of his on-air talent put a lot of time and effort in doing that. And I think in the first 7 years of the program, they've raised over $150,000 net that they split between the MMFF and Tribute. It's a great effort. Brian, I want to talk to you. There's another outfit that you've helped support, and that's the Wounded Warriors.
Yeah, you know, since 2011, Federal Ammunition has supported the Wounded Warrior Project, one of the obviously premier nonprofit organizations for Wounded Warriors. And to date, we're happy to say that we just went over the $250,000 or $250,000 program that we have with the donations from a portion of every purchase from Federal Top Gun load. It's the page, we call it the Patriot load. If you go on the shelves, you'll see a red, white, and blue box. It's 12 gauge ammunition used more primarily at target shooting, for target shooting. And key identifier is the red, white, and blue shot shells that it comes in. And like I said, we just surpassed a $250,000 mark with a contribution just not too long ago.
Great work. We're speaking with Eric Carlson and Brian Kelvington from Federal Ammo on Minnesota Military Radio. Eric, I want to ask you this question. How important, it must be really important to the leadership of Federal Ammo to give back to the community, because time and time, every time I talk to you, there's another program you're supporting, there's somebody else, and it's good entities, good corporations that give back to the communities that help build your brand. That's pretty important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pride, too, for the employees, right? We love to be a part of the community, not only making the ammunition that people enjoy, but being able to give back. And so, you know, we're lucky enough to do it, and we can continue to support.
Very good. And, Brian, that's got to be something that's fun for you to talk about, because Federal Ammo really likes to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know every year we have a tech called a Tech Open, and there's an opportunity to raise funds for the MMFF. And just to see the enthusiasm of employees and vendors of ours open up their wallets, it's just truly inspiring.
And it's been kind of fun. I've been up there on several tours in the past, and whenever we have a general officer or somebody, some dignitary with us, you see little posters around the plant saying who's coming through today, and your employees are kind of looking for that and say, oh, there's a couple of general officers in here today? And they seem like they enjoy seeing that happen as well.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that same way, that's as well as too, that enthusiasm of having the people that are actually have used it and are using that ammunition in their daily jobs and their duties.
And Brian, I want to ask you, we had that Marine on last segment, and I know he likes to go out in the wintertime and jump in cold water, does something called a polar plunge for Special Olympics.
Yeah, and those people are truly special that do that. We have a team Shockwave. Year to date, they've raised $47,000 for their polar plunge for Special Olympics. Like I said, 11 years supporting the Anoka County Law Enforcement polar plunge for Special Olympics. So people like to get into that cold water and to raise funds for different organizations. I still have yet to do that in Minnesota, and I am a hardcore ice fisherman.
I won't do it. But Eric, has that Marine talked you into this?
Yeah, I've done it a couple times in the ice. Well, I don't know if it's three. You sort of forget, maybe because of the cold. But this last time we had to do it in the big tank, which you think it would have been right less cold, but it was amazing how cold it was. But again, it's quick and it's shocking, but it's exciting and it goes to a great cause. So I know, Dennis, you're up to, 21. So it's amazing for us to be able to do it. It's a great cause. And, you know, we go beyond even just the federal employees. We reach out to Vista, and we get a big group to go and take the big plunge.
Take it easy now, Eric. It's one thing to understand a Marine doing that 20 years in a row, but the rest of us have to save some brain cells so we can keep working. We just got a little bit of time left, but Eric, I know that besides the real ammo that you make, there's a need for some blank ammo, and it's for some of the honor guards, and you've helped some of those as well.
Yep. So, I mean, we do as much as we can. If we can find the blank ammo, we'll give it out, and so it's been something that we've done for years.
Well, I know we have some local honor guards that shoot that, not only out at the Fort Snelling, but I think you've got one in Anoka and another VFW honor guard, and I'm sure they're underfunded or no funding, And so I want to thank you once again for that. Eric, we've just got about a minute left. Any final thoughts for our listeners about federal ammo and all and the great job you're doing up there in Anoka?
I mean, it's our employees. We give them credit. I mean, they're the ones that have shown up even in this COVID to keep us making ammunition. And everybody, we're making as much as we can, and we're putting it to the street. So I know there's a lot of shelves that are empty, but know that the ammunition manufacturers are pushing hard, and so are employees.
And you're running full speed, getting it out as fast as you can.
That's correct.
Very good. Well, Eric and Brian, I want to thank you for joining us today. And more importantly, I'd like to thank you for all of the organizations that you help every year and for your support of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio. So thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
That was Eric Carlson, the Senior Operations Director, and Brian Kelvington, the Media Director, along with their retired Marine, Dennis Angel, on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about Shoot for the Troops. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to learn all about an organization called Shoot for the Troops. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
Today, I'd like to spend a few moments recognizing mothers across Minnesota. These mothers might be veterans, they might be currently serving in harm's way, or they might have suffered the loss of their son or daughter in the service of this country. This is a time when the community comes together to acknowledge and thank mothers for their love, guidance, and nurturing. The influence of mothers has a tremendous impact on families and society overall. Whatever your situation, I want to thank you for the role you have played in the lives of our children and families across Minnesota. On behalf of everyone here at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and the veterans across this great state, I wish you fun and joyous day of celebration.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Still in the studio with us today is our Marine, Denny Angel. And Denny, you're here because you work on behalf of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. You're on the board of directors. You work directly with some folks from Shoot for the Troops and helps us raise some funds to take care of Minnesota military families.
You bet I am, and I'm very proud to be doing that. I couldn't have met a more fun group of people than the Shoot for the Troops committee. Got to be 5 years ago, I'm guessing, roughly, maybe 4 years ago that this all started. And so, yeah, I'm very excited to help them out.
And I go back even further with that with one of the founding board members, Amanda Otholt. And Amanda, well, good to see you again. We haven't talked in a few years.
Yeah, it's very good to see you. Thank you for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it. We go back at least 15 years ago when I started with the Shoot for the Troops organization. So there was, at that time, there was three founding board members. Sean Flavin from SMA Insurance, Dave Olson from Thermotech, and Chad Rainier from Concrete Inc. You probably remember.
I remember we had some sessions many years ago, and you were doing some great work and still are.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Amanda, we've got a special guest with us today. Would you like to introduce him?
Sure. We have our special guest, Ed Suarez, and he is our president for the Shoot for the Troops organization.
And Ed, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. For our listeners, you might recognize his name. He's been in the military for 32 years, and we've talked to him in his military capacity in the past. But Ed, can you tell us, how did you get to Shoot for the Troops, and how did you get to be president of that thing? Apparently, you don't have enough to do.
Yeah, both terrific questions. So the first, I met Chad Rainier actually up on Leech Lake. We were actually neighbors up at a local trailer resort there and parked right next to us. We hit it off, just having a common shared interest in veterans and families, and we kind of hit it off right away and found out he had this ongoing effort, this Shoot for the Troops effort, and I wanted to know if I wanted to get involved. And, of course, at the time, I thought, why not? At the time, I was involved with the All Ribbon Program, so passion for caring for service members and families has always been there, and this was a natural fit. How I became president? That's a few years ago, the board asked me to kind of get more directly involved. I was more of a participant at the time, going to different events, but they're looking for someone who has served and is serving to bring that current relevance to the organization, maybe to help focus efforts on the needs of Minnesotan veterans at large. So I kind of stepped up, and this year they asked me to be the president, and it's been an honor ever since.
Well, Ed, congratulations on picking up that volunteer activity and helping provide maybe a little new blood to shoot for the troops. Amanda, I want to come to you a little bit. Can you give us just a little background? How did it start? What do you do? I know you put on shooting events. And who has it benefited over the last 15 years?
Yeah, it started, like I said, about 15 years ago is when I initially came aboard Shoot for the Troops. And at that time, I worked for Chad Rainier at Concrete Inc., and I helped him basically organize the annual Shoot for the Troops event each year. And we held that event at LeBlanc's Rice Creek in Little Falls. And it was, when I started, it was fairly small. We had about 25 to 50 people attend to shoot and donate money for our cause. And in that first 2 years, I think we raised roughly $6,000. The money actually went directly to the Family Assistance Center up at Camp Ripley for some time. And then we kind of transitioned over the years for it to benefit the different organizations, different military organizations, such as the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, as you mentioned earlier, and then St. Cloud Stand Down, Veteran Valor Farm, Plowing Vets, and Recovery Community Network. So we we really diversified over the years on the different organizations that we contribute to.
We're talking about Shoot for the Troops today on Minnesota Military Radio. Amanda, I just want to follow up those events. You try to get teams to come in and participate in a shooting event and see who can shoot the best, really, right?
That's correct. Yes, we definitely facilitate and organize that clay shooting event, and that's our main event each year. So yes, we get people in shooting, having a good time, and then networking too, of course.
And Ed, that kind of makes sense. An Army National Guard officer and shooting kind of fits together really well, doesn't it?
It is a nice marriage, isn't it? I think, like Manda said, what the best part about it is just seeing people come from all walks in central Minnesota who just have a passion and a heart for military families and veterans and what they're going through. It's really the lifeblood of the organization, and to see folks who have a common interest and a common cause, it's just a wonderful thing to be part of.
And, sir, I know when you have one of those shooting events, if you go there, chances are there's going to be 10 or 15 or 20 people that you might have met in your career in the military.
That often happens. You know, we like to spread the word around, and we get a lot of folks from Camp Ripley who will come to shoot there in Little Falls. So it's also a nice chance to reconnect and network folks you already know.
And Amanda, I know you've gone to a bunch of those events. Those folks come together for a good cause. They enjoy shooting. And afterwards, they pay too much for some silent auction items, have a little wild game. They have a pretty good time, don't they?
They do, yeah. I believe everybody has a really good time at those events, and they're really fun. I mean, they really are.
Now, Ed, I want to ask you, now that you've taken over as president, I understand, are you going to try to put on, how many events are you going to try to put on this year?
We have three events, and like Amanda alluded to, the organization that has expanded over time. Obviously, our interest, we want to support. As she mentioned, the recovery community network. So we're looking into mental health issues as well. So with those added scopes of interest, we figured more events is probably necessary for two things. One, to raise more funds. Two is we have an event down at Horse and Hunt Club this year down in the cities, and that's going to be August 3rd. Similar shoot to one Little Falls, just a smaller scale, but it's a chance to get folks who, again, have this shared common interest in supporting veterans and families, but bring some closer to folks in the metro so they can choose whether they want to go up to Little Falls or perhaps even do both events. So we've added that event. And then, Amanda, if you want to talk about our event at Beaver Island, that'd be great.
Yeah. So we are participating in Tending for a Cause at Beaver Island. That's on Wednesday, June 16th. And really, this is an opportunity for our families, our friends, our sponsors to get together and enjoy a fresh brew and donate to our cause and really have a good time.
Very good. We've only got about a minute left, and Dennis, I want to bring you back in here. We were talking about in the first half of the show, Federal Premium Ammunition, and this is one of the organizations that they support.
Yes, that's correct, Tom. I know Amanda and Ed just talked about the horse and hunt shoot and the one up at LeBlanc's Rice Creek. Yes, I'm very proud to say that Federal is donating the ammunition for both of those shoots to help our raise more money for our veterans.
And, of course, you get all that ammunition donated, and that means these events are going to net more money in their fundraising effort.
That is correct, yes.
And Amanda and Ed, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about who benefits from these events, and then if one of you can be or both prepared to tell us the dates and the times and how people or people go to get signed up. We'll talk about that when we come back. We're talking about Shoot for the Troops on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to Ed Suarez and Amanda Othold from Shoot for the Troops on today's show. And, Ed, I want to come back to you. You're the new president of Shoot for the Troops. Can you give us a little indication? I know you've got three events this year, and you've got multiple beneficiaries of the funds you raise. Can you kind of run through some of those organizations for us, sir?
I sure can, Tom. And, you know, over the years, we're north of $150,000 we've contributed overall to a variety of organizations. And as I alluded to earlier, we've expanded our reach to different efforts. So the Minnesota Military Family Foundation has been one of our main efforts. Plowing for Vets is another organization we contributed to as well to help provide plowing services to those deployed. And then the Veterans Valor Farm, which addresses veteran homelessness, is a recent addition to our list of benefactors, as well as Recovery Community Network dealing with the mental health and substance abuse of our veterans. So we've really acknowledged that there's a larger need across the veteran community, and those are the current organizations we contribute to right now.
And, sir, I understand that your website is shootforthetroopsmn.com, and I would assume that you're looking for sponsors to put in teams. You're also looking for some volunteers and some silent auction items for these events?
Absolutely. We've got different levels of sponsorship, and you can go to our website. You'll click on sponsor. You'll find the different categories that are there. And Amanda will cover more specifics on those event details. But we typically have more information between 60 and 90 days out from each event, so people will know when to register, how to register, and what the costs are for each of the different events.
All right, sir. We'll make sure that the Marine knows he has to go to shootforthetroopsmn.com. You got that, Marine?
Yes, sir.
All set. Very good. Now, Amanda, I want to come to you. Can you run us through the details in order? Which events first, second, third? What's coming up for the summer?
Sure. So first, we have three events this year. Our first one is Tending for a Cause at Beaver Island in St. Cloud on Wednesday, June 16th. That is an event that's just kind of an ongoing event. I believe we're starting at around 4 o'clock. And it's an opportunity for people to come in and have a cool brew and network with all of us, family, friends. Everybody's welcome. All the money that's being raised there goes to our veteran organizations that Ed talked about earlier. We have Horse and Hunt Club. That's a shooting event in Prior Lake on Tuesday, August 3rd. And there's some information on how to register on our website at shootforthetroopsmn.com. And then we also have our main annual event at LeBlanc's Rice Creek. That event is in Little Falls on Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. We typically start that event right around noon, and it's very successful. It's a great opportunity to get out there and shoot some clays, meet up with your buddies, and form some teams. So it's a great event.
And that's the one where you have a little program and a little dinner and maybe even a beverage afterwards, and everybody gets together and brags about how well they can shoot.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens.
Well, we want to see if your president is on one of those teams and if they come in first or second.
I was a pistol shot back in the day, Tom, but I'm okay with a shotgun.
All right, sir. Well, that's good. And Amanda, once again, you have a Facebook and you have a website. The website is shootforthetroopsmn.com, and all the information on these events is there, I take it?
It is. Yep, everything is there. So
So we'd like all of our listeners to go to shootforthetroopsmn.com and sign up for one of those events and help Shoot for the Troops raise a lot of money this year, give you a good opportunity to get outside, get some fresh air, and get away from the pandemic that's bothered everybody for so long. Ed, welcome to Shoot for the Troops. I applaud you taking on some volunteer activities, and I usually give the ladies the last word, but in this case, you're the new president. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
No, I would love to see some new folks come out and see our organization, see what we're all about, come out, spend a day, shoot, contribute if you like. If not, just spend some time in camaraderie with folks who just have a passion for taking care of veterans and families. So I encourage folks, if you haven't tried it, please seek us out, and I hope to see you this year.
And so there you're kind of challenging some of your former friends from the Minnesota National Guard to come out and show us they can still shoot, correct, sir?
That's correct.
Well, good luck with those events. And Amanda, it's great to see you again. I hope you have a great summer and some wonderful events. And maybe we'll see you at one of them.
I hope so. Thanks so much, Tom.
Well, thanks for joining us today. And Dennis, thanks for behaving. You're a good Marine today and did a good job. That was Eduardo Suarez and Amanda Othot, and of course Denny Angel, talking about Shoot for the Troops on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is Brad Dobzinski, who's the Public Affairs Officer of the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Brad, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. It's always a pleasure to be on the radio.
Brad, I'm making the assumption that since you're joining us today, that you've got Director Kelly out doing some serious work, probably wearing his hard hat, but we're going to talk about construction a little bit later.
Yeah, you know that we're always doing construction here at the VA, but right now we're doing a lot of planning, trying to get back to normal operations here at the hospital, so that's kind of a big deal for us, and we keep moving forward for more face-to-face visits.
Well, it's been a huge year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And you've had to restrict access to the hospital, and of course everybody comes in and out, and they check to make sure that they're clear, and they use the hand sanitizer, and they go to their appointments and back. Do we remember what normal is, Brad?
Well, I don't know anymore if we remember what normal is, but we're going to get back to, you know, making sure that veterans can get the type of visit that they want. If they want to do a face-to-face, they can contact their primary care. If they want to do a virtual, they can do that. But until, you know, the virus is completely under control, we're still going to have social distancing and wearing the mask. But hopefully, because Minnesota is doing such a great job at vaccinating their citizens, and this VA hospital is still the number one VA hospital with vaccinations of all veterans, hopefully we'll get back to some semblance of maybe opening the hospital up for folks to gather like they used to do before.
So, Brad, for those veterans and spouses that haven't had the vaccine yet, are you open during the week for walk-ins?
You know what? We still are ready to go. And just to make sure everybody knows, all veterans that's either enrolled or not enrolled, their spouses, their caregivers, and the CHAMP VA beneficiaries are all authorized to get their vaccination here at the Minneapolis VA. If they're not enrolled, or if they're a spouse or a caregiver, all they got to do is go to www.minneapolisva.gov, sign up, and then they can either call and make an appointment at 612-467-1301 between 7:30 and 4 p.m. Weekdays, or they can do a walk-in Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and come on in and get a vaccine.
Very good, Brad. And as soon as we can get more and more, hopefully all of our veterans and their families vaccinated, the sooner we can put this pandemic behind us.
Right. That is true. I mean, we just need to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated so we can go back to living our life like we used to live it. And it's just nice to see that we're slowing down because we're running out of people to vaccinate. So that's a good sign.
That's a good sign. And I think going forward, the new normal, we'll keep some of these things we've learned in the last year, such as those virtual visits. We've got some new tools that are going to stick around.
You know, a lot of folks are really enjoying the VPC, which is a video visit, or the phone visits for their mental health. There's a lot with we've had a show on about Telederm. So those things have all been great, and people are really enjoying talking to their provider at their house. So it's going to keep going, I think.
That's all great stuff, Brad. Now, I understand you've got the town hall coming up.
Yes. So the town hall, 13 May at 11 a.m., and it's going to cover our Metro Clinic, so Northwest Metro, Maplewood, Shakopee, and the Minneapolis VA. We're going to have on Mr. Kelly. We're going to have on the VBA director, Ms. Graves, and we're going to discuss, we're just going to have kind of an overview about benefits and new things that are out there, overview of the hospital, and we're going to open up for questions for anybody to talk about in those specific areas, the Metro Clinics and the Minneapolis VA.
Good chance for veterans to give some feedback to, back to the director and the regional. Brad, we've got about a minute left. How's construction this year? I know there's a new specialty care building that that we're working on first, and then we're going to move to the new women's clinic after that?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, construction is underway. So just want to make sure everybody knows when they show up to the Minneapolis VA, it's not we're not destroying stuff, but right to the left of the main entrance, we've got construction going on. That's where the new specialty care clinic is going to be. And then after that one's done, probably around late next year, we're going to start the women's clinic right in that same area. So we'll have construction for the next couple of years, but some really state-of-the-art buildings and facilities for our veterans going forward.
And, Brad, it's pretty exciting that when we get to that women's health center next year and the year after, that's going to be one wonderful facility for our women veterans.
That it is. We need to take care of all of our veterans, and this is just going to be one more step to take care of our female veterans more and more and more.
Very good, sir. Thanks for joining us again today, Brad.
Thank you very much for having me, Tom.
This is Brad Dobrzynski, the Public Affairs Officer from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. We're just about out of time. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Eric Carlson and Brian Kelvington from Federal Premium Ammo, Ed Suarez and Amanda Othold from Shooting for the Troops, Brad Dobrzynski from the Minneapolis VA, and my co-host and Marine, Danny Angel, Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we talk to several of our veteran service organizations and meet the team caring for our Gold Star families. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.